So you got Donald Trump going to stand by his man. Are you surprised by that? Does that shock anyone that Trump would stand by him? I think what a lot of folks that I've talked to are surprised at is how the Republicans have come out and taken this stance of, we don't really care what happens. We're going to ram this through. Or again, to use Mitch McConnell's word, we're going to plow right on through. Which again, you know, you got to wonder about the thought process that went into that, if there was any at all. But here to share some thoughts on the weekend's events, today's Rosenstein news, and, well, everything else we can bang through, our good friend Scott Dworkin. He is host of The Dworkin Report. Make sure you check out a fantastic podcast. Scott, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm good. So what do you take? What's the take on you know, the Rosenstein thing? Let's start with that first. What's your take on having the meeting today, and then we're going to push it off till Thursday to do anything else? What's your thoughts on it?
That's strategic. That's strategic from Trump's camp to help muddy the waters in regards to the news cycle on Thursday. There's no other reason for them to have a public meeting. They've never had a public meeting like this. There's no reason for them to meet either. He's the deputy attorney general. The only reason they would meet is for him to either fire him or ask for his resignation or play it out. From my sources in D.C., it was made clear to me today that he was expecting to fire him today. Rod Rosenstein was not going to resign under any circumstance. And that is a lie. It's just an outright lie. And he went there. And there was so much pushback from including Republicans on the Hill and the resistance. And there was so much pushback that they stopped it, that they didn't do it because they thought that the Kavanaugh nomination would end and it would trickle down to a host of other things, including impeachment, just too much, too many marches, you know, midweek or beginning of the week, you know, and then probably daily until he's out of office. It's not good. It's really fake news from them. The news got info from real sources. Those sources are now deemed as liars and pariahs, as they should be, and they'll never be trusted in this town again.
Nor should they be. But, you know, here's the thing. So you're not buying the because I'll tell you, when I first heard, I'm going, really? Rosenstein offered to resign? That doesn't. In fact, they went so far as the Department of Justice actually mocked up a resignation statement for it. That's how far this charade went.
Did they, though? Did they, or was it just on DOJ letterhead? You know what I mean? Like, you got to think about who these people are. Evil. Like, they are pure evil, and they will do anything to win. And they don't care if they cross legal lines. They don't care if they lock kids in cages. They don't care if you rot to death in Puerto Rico. They just don't care.
No.
And it's not. I don't think that's gonna change anytime soon. But it's all a game, and there is. He's done this with everyone who's ever been fired. Is he acts like they were fired? He acts like they resigned. He acts like it was mutual, and they do that with everyone. They did it with Spicer. They did it with Gorka. They did it with Epstein. They did it with everyone who's resigned from the White House. And when people resign in protest, you know, they say that they're fired, even if they submit a resignation letter. Every single time, this is the same thing that he does. Today was different, though, because most of America pushed back, and he realized that it's not the time. And he's going to test the waters like this. This is what he's done with Mueller, and every time he's tried to fire Mueller, we've gotten whiff of it, and we've stood up to that and stopped it from happening. And so we'll just have to keep on being loud and using it to energize our get out the vote effort right now.
And that's the important thing, November. But let me ask you, because, you know, there was the reports that and I can't imagine these conversations ever happened. But the reporting was that Rosenstein was attempting or considering almost a coup attempt to have Trump thrown out under the 25th Amendment, and also the idea that he would wear a wire to record Trump. I can't imagine any scenarios where someone like Rosenstein would actually say that out loud.
Right, and he has no constitutional authority to be involved with that process anyways. So he would never talk about that, nor did he. And the closest that he got to it, I think he joked about wearing a wire, but I don't even think that's true. You know, that was one of the reports that we got back, is that he joked about wearing a wire, but he would never joke about wearing a wire because that's not funny. That's something, wearing a wire about the president, if it's not signed off by, you know, the highest of authorities, you can go to jail, and you should. So I don't see that happening. And he also wouldn't want to cause this kind of controversy. And so I think that a lot of people bought into fake sources, but those sources will pay for it. And I guarantee you they'll be revealed for who they are, and they'll never be trusted in this town again, ever.
Yeah, well, no, nor should they. But again, you know, how much of this is a coordinated, you know, just your political theater put on by Trump and his hacks? I mean, because this is really transparent stuff here. I mean, this is, you know, this is high school stuff at this point.
Right. Well, it's so obvious, just like the Russia stuff. It's right in front of your face. So he obviously isn't doing it right in front of it. No, he is. And a lot of people, you know, they only hear parts of this. And so they start to hear why Rod Rosenstein would be fired. They start to hear the reasons why he would resign. And it just muddies the water. And as you can see from the mixed reports today, people haven't clarified what's true. What we need is, we need reporters to come out and say categorically that the White House lied, their sources lied, and those sources will never be trusted again. They did not, you know, go back and correct those reports because the reports were true based on the sources. But this is how the media will fail us again. This is how it will lead to another, you know, this time, I guess the intervention or the interference in regards to elections is going to be Trump himself and the Republican Party. And I see them being disastrous to this country as they've always been. But I see a blue tsunami heading their way. It's you know, around the country, everyone I talk to people most in all 50 states every single day. And the energy is beyond any fake news they can come up with. You're not going to be able to match our energy. You're not going to be able to scare people into voting for Republicans. The only thing that they're going to be able to try and do is obstruct. So we're going to have to turn out in such heavy numbers in every single state. I don't care if you're in Utah. I don't care if you're in Wyoming, Mississippi, Alabama, or obviously Alabama, but Mississippi, especially Texas, Oklahoma. We need to show up everywhere. We need, you know, if we show up everywhere, this entire country can change overnight. And now that wouldn't be the night after election, but it can be in January when Democrats could possibly take over. And, you know, I'm going to make sure if they win the House or the Senate or both, me and the rest of the resistance, we're going to make sure that Democrats hold to what they said they would do, or, you know, they will be replaced as well. We will not give an inch. We are not going to let some sex predator go into the Supreme Court. And if he is pushed through, my pledge, guarantee you 100%, I will spend my life getting him impeached. There is no excuse for this. This is madness. And it's going to get worse.
No, it's going to get worse. In fact, now we hear there's a third woman who's come forth. And yeah. I expect more. Look, I mean, once one person steps forward, you start to see... until eventually the floodgates open, and I'm waiting for that to happen.
You know how, like, when you say me and elected officials in the Democratic Party, other Democratic leaders, when you say that this is political, you're saying that the accusers are lying. You're saying that Democrats and myself and others are making up stories about Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulting women, you know, 30 plus years ago. And this is making others step up and come out and share their terrifying, awful stories, relive it again. And I think that, you know, in the end game of this, they're going to pay for it over the next, probably the rest of my lifetime. These are video clips of again, evil. When Orrin Hatch tries to act like rape is okay. Well, you know, if he had raped someone, it was back when he was a kid. I mean, like, this is what we're dealing with. But we have to remember, let's go back to the fact that there are right now 21 is the total number right now, 21 women who have credibly accused Donald Trump of sexual assault. Not one hearing, not one second spent on them. Paul Ryan acts like they don't exist and didn't really know much about it, and he's done that since the beginning. Same thing with McConnell, and same thing with the rest of the coward Republicans. And so I think at the end of the day, what we need to make sure we do is get Democrats elected and investigate every single thing that's happened. We can go back to, you know, as something as simple as, let's look at phone records between Republicans on the Hill, especially in the House Intelligence Committee and the White House, when they canceled the Yates and Clapper hearings, I think in March of 2017. There's things like that they did illegal acts. They were passing around documents. They were leaking information to the Russian government. And some of them probably were selling stuff to other governments. You know, you're going to see, this is beyond Watergate. And this is all part of it, because keep in mind, this is undermining our entire judicial system. This is undermining our entire country. And the fact that he's still in the running after all these allegations have surfaced, on top of the financial allegations, on top of the baseball tickets, on top of the improprieties about the resignation or retirement of Kennedy in the first place and his son's link to the Deutsche Bank. We're not making this stuff up. You know, and it is pure evil to say that anyone like myself or other people would go as far to make this up. And so what I would assume is every single one of these Republicans, you know what they look like? They look like they're okay with it because they did it themselves. They look like they're like, well, you know, I don't see the big deal. And then in the back of their head and the eye roll and everything that they've got, it's like, because I did it in college. And I just don't see it. I mean, like anybody else, I hung out in high school and college and had fun. But there's a difference between fun and covering a woman's mouth to the point where she thinks that you're going to inadvertently kill her, murder her, taking it's just. The fact that we have to talk about it again makes a mockery of the process.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. I don't even think we should have, you know, we should have hearings if they want to go through with it, but he should just withdraw. Like, let's get a guy like Gorsuch where there's not going to be problems.
Now, do you remember the good old days when we thought Neil Gorsuch was the worst possible person to put on the Supreme Court? Do you remember that?
You know, Gorsuch is one of two people that I've investigated that are linked to Trump in any way that were clean. And the other person was Rod Rosenstein. So I just find it's amazing to see. In my mind, as I've learned about Trump intensively over the past 2 years, it's clear to me that he does things like this knowingly. And so, you know, for all I know, he's one of the ones who helped leak this information out to distract from everything going on so that they can do this new tax stuff and gut Medicare and other things that's evil that they're going to try and pull through. But, you know, we have to keep in mind that there are no boundaries. There's no bottom here.
Yeah. There's no depth to the depravity. But, you know, let me clarify that for a second. You actually think that they knew about this and they're using it as a distraction, as disinformation. Hey, over here, stupid, while they continue to rob us blind. You really believe that?
I think they know as much as they possibly could about Kavanaugh, and they knew about this in advance, and they pushed through anyways. Yes, absolutely. Trump has the best, by far, the best vetting people that I've ever seen, ever, in any way whatsoever. He has the best investigators personally, and it is a sham, and it's a fraud, and it's phony for him to act like, and he does this with everybody.
So Ronny Jackson, I mean, because immediately you're saying he's got the best vetting people. And I'm going, Ronny Jackson was not a very good vet job.
Was it though? You know what I mean? Like he thinks sometimes that it doesn't matter or that he can use it to leverage the person. He likes it better if people have that kind of inconsistency because then he matches with them on their level. And he thinks that they're below him. And so he can then control them. So he loves it when people have a record like that, where you can go back and cite things. So if they do something wrong, then you can say, oh, I got a call, and he's done it exactly like this before. I got a call from this reporter, and they're asking about your drinking problem. And then they get cornered, and they're like, well, I guess you shouldn't push for that bill to be passed. You know what I mean? And it's that easy for people to be manipulated, because their life is over if that information comes out.
Right.
And so he's the biggest dirt digger, and it's obscene and absurd for him to act differently. Most of the things, you know, that he presents about incompetence are simply not true, except for his own incompetence, which is very true.
Interesting. I mean, it's an interesting frame. I mean, it's one I really hadn't. I put him in a lot of places. Wow, that is evil genius if that's actually the reality.
Mobsters' biggest defense usually is incompetence. I didn't know. Oh, well, you know, I'm new to government, so I'm Jared Kushner. And even though I have a team of attorneys at the size of a law firm and, you know, probably over 3 different personal assistants that manage my schedule and calendar, and I know exactly who to follow up with and exactly who I met with every single second of every single day since I ever started working, and I'm going to not fill in over 100 foreign contacts that I had. It's the incompetence angle which they use to their benefit. And it's a really great play because people then play it, oh, well, he's too dumb to figure it out. When in the end of the day, he definitely knows what's going on. And it's more sinister than that because they know and they just don't care. It's the same thing about Flynn. We know for a fact, and we have the paper trail to back it up that I created, that Congressman Cummings created. I think it was November 18th of 2016, where we made it very clear that Flynn had been paid by the Turkish and Russian governments and was a paid foreign agent that was unregistered. And they hired him anyways. That letter went directly to Donald Trump from me, and it was certified. And then that letter, also a separate letter, went directly to Mike Pence. And so they hired him anyways. But they knew, because how do you think Flynn got hooked up with the Russians in the first place? And so all of this stuff is going to come out. And I don't know when the pummeling is going to happen, but Mueller is going to be the guy to do it.
Do you think so? I mean, do you really believe that? I mean, because I'm expecting Rosenstein to get fired on Thursday. I'm expecting him to be ousted. Whoever his replacement is, I expect the loyalty oath that they will have to take to get the gig will be to end the investigation, shut it down, or make them present everything at that minute and shut it down. Do you really think, you know, Mueller's going to have time to do it?
Yes. I think that he is prepared to be fired at any minute, any time. And he has a plan in place to do that. I've talked to well over a dozen people who have either directly briefed him or been in the DOJ as chiefs of different stations or SDNY or different places and worked with him directly. And, you know, he is actually playing chess. And there is no way that Trump is going to be able to outflank him, not one way. And I think the American people at the end of the day are going to stand up if he tries to fire Mueller. But at the same time, Mueller doesn't expect anything out of the American people. So there's got to be some plan in there, whether it's becoming a whistleblower fired, or there is a way to get the information out to the public, where there's prepared reports that are triggered and then released based on his firing as like a departing memo that is public, whether it's then he can speak possibly, I think, to the public directly, something he's waited to do, because the second he does, he better have some information. I really think just the more I delve into it, the harder it is really for Trump to fire him. And and also for it to do the damage that he wants to this credible investigation, because it is throughout the entire DOJ now. It's not just in one isolated part. The collusion part, that probe is isolated to Mueller, but he keeps on handing stuff out. And I would assume that we don't know even, 90% of what's going on.
What do you say to the, because someone emailed me today and said, hey, pay attention to the number of declassified documents coming out. You look at the texts that were just released and a whole bunch of information around that. This person believes that, the October surprise is going to be the slow walk of a whole bunch of real partisan kind of classified documents to relitigate 2016 and make Trump look like the victim of an FBI attack. Do you see that coming forward?
We expect it and we're prepared for it. Whether or not, he tried to release documents that the Republicans wanted to, and he was apparently denied, these documents and acted like, well, I'm going to wait on it. And this has happened with several things. I think it happened with the JFK files too, or parts of it, or the parts that they actually wanted to see. But he's simply not going to get access to all the information he wants, because there's such a big conflict there that nobody wants to be the guy to hand over that information to him, especially if it's information that says, oh, well, he you've laundered over $1 billion through your American and international properties via the Russian government and military over the past 30 years. I mean, they're not going to let him read that.
Interesting, because I'm looking for what is coming, because all the reports are Democrats are going to have a good November, and what is it that the Republicans are going to do to steal the next election?
I think that Democrats and the American people, we are working against not only the Russian government, but other foreign governments, because Republicans have done nothing to stop it. And so we also are working against the Republican Party. We also are working against whatever parts of the government that Trump has taken over. We also are working against the White House and Trump himself. And then the fact that he uses Twitter to assault people and other means as well. And so, speaking at rallies, any of his cult rallies, it's just everything is going to get worse. Everyone needs to brace for the worst, and we need to be able to respond in the most appropriate way possible. But, eventually this stuff is going to stick. It takes a while for all this stuff to get together and come out. From what I know on the Hill, the first reason that the real reason why they're pushing through this Kavanaugh nomination has nothing to do with elections. It has a little bit to do just because they want to have an accomplishment and say, we got these Supreme Court justices through. But they're afraid that Mueller's going to come out with the report and then they can't do anything. Of course, Democrats take power. But I think it's going to be something, the timeline's going to look like this. We're going to hit the election and there will probably be some more indictments from Mueller and some other updates. But really, we may not see anything from him until after the election, so that Trump cannot paint it to be political. And we're not that far out right now.
No, you're right.
And we don't really need more information to realize, you know, who we're dealing with in the White House. We're dealing with the biggest traitor in the history of the United States. And that's without question. And the evidence is already there. He colluded. He conspired against the United States with his family. He conspired against the United States with his company. He conspired against the United States with his foundation. He conspired against the United States with the country of Russia and other countries as well. It's important to note that. And, you know, the fact that he just alone conspired against the United States, it doesn't have to be with anybody. It doesn't have to be with any of those companies either. And the fact that he's an unindicted co-conspirator in an election fraud case, he's taken payoffs via Michael Cohen. There's way too much. There's too many minds out there, and he's not sure what's going to pop up first. But I really think that the most important thing to focus on, because whatever Mueller is going to do is going to happen, and we will make sure that that's amplified, whatever he does. But we just need to plan on the fact that there's an election coming up, and we need to do something every single day to push the ball forward. And we need to act like we are down by 50 points, and we need to sprint through the finish. There is no other option here.
Yeah, you're right. So the question then becomes, you know, Michael Moore just the other day said, you know, are we going to be good? Are we going to be like the good Germans who allowed Hitler to rise to power? You know, come election day, you know, I hate framing things in that way, but it almost feels like that's right where we are.
Worse if it were to happen in 2018 and Republicans stay in power in the House and the Senate. I think that they're going to have to shift in their viewpoints. It's going to be a dangerous time for this country overall, because people are going to be furious. And, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we're careful about, how we organize people and what we do. But I have a lot of faith in the American people this election cycle. And everything I'm seeing is positive in trend. I have never in my, how long have I been doing this now, 16 years or so, I have never on the over 1,000 campaigns or hundreds, however many I've done, never seen this much energy, never seen this much positivity and also drive off of negativity. But I've never seen this much force put into it. And so as long as we deliver and show up and we vote in mass and we replace these guys with real leaders that deliver and then hold them accountable to that leadership and what they're promising. And if they don't, we replace them too. And this is where the problem comes, because it's not going to be just, if we went back to House, what are we going to accomplish with the Republican Senate? What are we going to be able to do? We'll be able to investigate and expose people and rid of those people that have done illegal acts on the Republican side of things. But there still will be that imbalance of power. So what are we going to do, you know, if that happens? This is a long road. Right. It doesn't end in November, no matter what. I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. And this is an effort that I will be focusing on for good. And I don't see this ever changing. This is a movement that is here to last. I will never forget what happened in 2016. And, you know, again, no matter what happens in November, we could win both the House and the Senate. It doesn't matter. That'd be great. But even if that happens, then we need to hold our own party accountable to do everything that they promised.
No, I'm right there with you. Democrats have been some of them. Let's not get into that. I have one last question, because I'm looking to Thursday. You know, again, I was hoping today was the big day with the hearing and all that. Didn't happen. Thursday, the big hearing. What are we expecting? What are we expecting coming out of the hearing?
As I saw the Fox News interview, not via on Fox News, but via video afterwards, it's clear that he's shaky. His responses are not exactly what the White House is telling him to say. He sounds weak and pathetic. That was not empathetic that I said. I said and pathetic, just FYI. And it's he doesn't look like he's going to make it through it. I don't feel bad for him at all. I feel bad for his family and what he's putting them through. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, we're going to learn that he definitely assaulted Christine Blasey Ford. He definitely did it. And there's nothing he can say to change that fact. And I guarantee her testimony will be powerful enough to override the denial that he's going to have. And the problem with tonight's interview and the screw up there was that he's just going to repeat the same lines Thursday. And we're going to have, oh, well, he just said this on Monday and Thursday. This is no different, even though she claimed this and this and this and went through the whole story and probably left it all on the table. He'll just act there, you know, deny. He's not going to be able to say that it's a lynching like Clarence Thomas. Right. He's not going to be able to say that it had nothing to do with touching. He's not going to be able to say that it didn't have anything to do with violence, sexual violence specifically. He's not going to be able to say the same things. So this is nothing like Clarence Thomas. And there's multiple women. And there's probably going to be more that come out. And there's going to be other witnesses that come forward. And his friends are making him look guilty. You know, judge won't testify. He sends out a sloppy letter via his attorney and says he can't remember. He doesn't deny it. At the same point, two people have asked to be removed from the letter supporting Kavanaugh because they don't agree with what he had said and they don't corroborate the events. And so people are starting to peel off because they recognize, you know, his story is falling apart. And, you know, as much as they want to jam this guy through or use it as a distraction until he burns out or however they're trying to do this, or you know, maybe just jam him through and get him on there and they'll be like, oh, he's good. But I guarantee you that even if he's confirmed, like even if he gets through, even if he gets put on the court, he won't be there. He will not be there for our lifetime. That's not going to happen. We'll either put in term limits to get him out or impeach him, which would be the most likely option. We just need to elect more women.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Any predictions? Does he make it to Thursday? He's vowed that that there's no way he's backing out. Do you think he sits down for the? Do you think this goes off Thursday?
It depends. If there's another woman that comes forward, then I think that they're going to have to halt the proceedings because it's just going to become a circus. But I could also see another woman coming forward and then being like, "Well, let's just vote on it," and them trying to jam it through like that. Maybe because Trump says we need to get it through. I think he'll stay the course. You know, I mean, remember, he's been in this game politically for a while now, and he was in the Bush White House. So he's used to taking some flack. And I think, again, today it was very clear that he was weak and broken and clearly not fit for any court whatsoever, let alone a kangaroo court. And so I think that he'll be there on Thursday. I think he'll vehemently deny it. And I don't think that most of America will believe him. I think most of America will believe Christine because that's the truth. From what everything I've seen, there's nothing to doubt what she's saying. And every kind of explanation he comes up with in response is just fabricated and broad and very template. And it's obviously guided by the White House.
It's going to be interesting. And when it happens, we'd love to have you back and share some thoughts on how everything has played out. I'm sure we will be talking again very soon. Scott, I appreciate the thoughts and the time, man.
Keep resisting, brother. Thank you so much for your hard work.
Good stuff. As always, our good friend Scott Dworkin. Make sure you check out his podcast at The Dworkin Report. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people.